All right, and we're back here for our first break. We get up to free jazz. Now, what is free jazz? Most jazz that people play has some element that's free. For example, if you're a drummer in a jazz band, usually the way that you choose to swing your music is free. You can choose which drums to hit when. Of course, there are things that are standard, but every drummer has his own little thing that he does that's a little bit different that makes it so that you can tell the difference between one drummer and another drummer. Same thing with the bass lines. When people improvise, even though there are chord changes, people aren't, nobody is standing behind somebody saying you have to play this note next. You know, you're free to do that. When people talk about free jazz, they're really talking about a whole host of things that most of us, when we play jazz, we take for granted. For example, if I were to hire some musicians to play some jazz, the first thing we might talk about is what tune we're going to play. Well, if you're playing free jazz, if you're playing real free jazz, you're not going to play a tune. The next thing we might decide is what key we're going to play in. We're going to play in the key of C major. Well, if you're playing free jazz, you're not even going to establish that. We might even decide that we were going to play a tune that's in 4-4, maybe play it in 3-4, or play it in 5-4. Again, when you play free jazz, none of that has to be determined. Last but not least, there's some of these things like instrumental function. You know, like when we hire a band, like if I were, again, to go back to wanting to hire a band, I would hire somebody to play the function of the bass. Like if I were going to hire a saxophone quartet, I'd hire a person to play bass saxophone or baritone saxophone. If I were going to hire a string quartet, I'd hire a cello or a string bass. I'd want somebody who could play the melodies. I'd want somebody who could play the harmonies. Well, when we're talking about free jazz, the main recording that people talk about, there is no pianist on the record. There are two drummers on this recording that we're going to listen to. There are two bass players. There's a trumpet player and a person playing pocket trumpet. There's a person playing alto saxophone, and there is a person playing the regular trumpet. So we have basically two quartets, and these quartets, if I were to take a four-minute section of this recording and play it 12 times over the next hour, you would be able to tell which bass player is playing with what drummer. Because even though this music is free, what actually happens is that now that the musicians are released from the requirement to play a set of chord changes or play this melody or follow this form or meet up at this point, they're actually free to interact on a much higher level. So what we're going to hear in this music is people reacting to immediately something that's been played by another musician. We're going to listen to a composition, if we can call it that, called First Take, which is from the Ornette Coleman album entitled Free Jazz. The musicians on this album are Ornette Coleman on the alto sax, Don Cherry on the pocket trumpet, Scott LaFaro on the bass, Billy Higgins on drum. The next band is Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Ed Blackwell on bass, on drums, and Charlie Hayden on the bass. We're going to listen to all 17 minutes of this particular cut. There was no music written down. Again, I can't stress enough that what we're hearing is the musician's response to each other based on the first note that whoever played first. I can tell you that this recording and the title track, which is 37 minutes long, we're only going to listen to a 17-minute track, they were both done in continuous sitting. So they played for 37 minutes, they stopped, they took a break, then they went back and they recorded for 17 minutes. So I give to you First Take by the Ornette Coleman Double Quartet.